Inshallah, after the remaining salah, there will be a short lesson on number one, how to perform salah. Number two, why we perform our salah in a certain way. For example, why do we say Ameen softly? Why do we not raise our hands? Why do we not read Qiraat behind the Imam? And then after that, we will talk about some of the important injunctions of salah, like sajdatu sahwa, salah on a chair, what breaks the salah. So very important topics with regards to salah. Inshallah, baqiya sunnat wa nawafil ke baad, inshallah, namaz ka tariqa batlaya jayega. Phir hum kyu is tarah namaz ada karte hai ke ameen kyu khamoshi se hum kehte hai, aur imam ke baad aur imam ke piche hum kyu qiraat aur quran nahi padte hai wagaira wagaira. In masail par baat hogi. Tamam hazrat ki khidmat mein guzarish ki jati hai ke zarur shirkat farmaye. Brothers are requested to come forward, inshallah. Very less time or very small amount of time till the Isha Salah. So it's a good time to spend in the masjid in reminding ourselves about ilm and the virtues of ilm and the virtues of salah, etc. So inshallah, our time in the masjid will be spent wisely. And on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, these small actions can prove to be very beneficial and very helpful on the day of Qiyamah. So only about 45 minutes till the Isha Adhan. So inshallah, we'll try to spend some time in the masjid. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So inshallah, just to go straight into the next lesson. The next lesson is with regards to salah. And salah is such a important devotion in our deen that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, As-salatu imaduddin, faman hadamaha faqad hadamaddin, wa man aqamaha faqad aqamaddin, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that salah is the pillar of Islam. Whoever destroys their salah has destroyed their deen, and whoever has established salah has established their deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna salah, verily salah forbids a person from all types of evil. Meaning, if you want to stay away from haram, one very easy avenue, one very easy way of staying away from haram is to ensure your salah is correct. Haram aur gunahon se bachne ka bahut hi aasan tarika ye hai ki aadmi namaz ke paband ho jaye. Number two, namaz achhi tarike se ada kar de. Aur jab achhe tarike se aur pabandi se ada kare, to inshallah ye namaz aapko rokegi tamam buraiyon se. نماز میں اتنے تاثیر ہے. اس وجہ سے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جنہوں نے اپنے صلاۃ کو برباد کیا, اپنے نماز کو برباد کیا, تو انہوں نے پورے دین کو برباد کر دیا. تو اس وجہ سے نماز کا طریقہ بہت اہم ہے. How to perform the salah, the method of salah is very important. So this is what we'll first start off with. how the method of performing salah, how we should perform salah, and we'll try to do a practical demonstration, and then afterwards we'll show why we read our salah like this, so we have that contentment of the heart that we are reading salah in a correct way. Our salah does not go against a hadith. So pehle namaz ka tarika batlaya jayega, phir namaz ka tarika ke saath saath daleelein batlayi jayengi ke hadith mein ye aa gayi, ye hadith mein ye baat aa gayi, to is wajah se hum ye kar rahe hain, to is wajah se. To shuru karte hue namaz mein, aur inshallah batlaya jayega ke galtiyan kaun hoti hai, kaun si galtiyan hoti hai namaz mein, what mistakes usually happen in salah. So before salah starts, obviously you have to go through the purity. As I said, this is just an introduction to Hanafi fiqh, so it's very hard to encompass every topic. So that's why we just have to go straight into the salah. But before this salah, there are some criteria that need to be met. And one criteria that we'll just talk about today is covering of the awrah, covering of the satr. Satr ko dampna. Aur yeh burhon mein yeh baat nahi hoti hai, humare nojawanon mein, with our youth, this is something very neglected. That the satr sometimes remains uncovered because a lot of the youth come in shorts, in trousers and shirt. So there's nothing wrong with that there. Obviously you should come and represent yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most respectful manner as possible. So, but if you're coming in shirt and trousers straight from work and you're coming into the masjid, ensure that your satr remains covered throughout the whole salah. Remains covered. And the satr is from the belly button to below the knees. So ensure that this remains covered throughout the whole salah. A mistake that happens is when we go into ruku or sajda, usually our back gets exposed. The back part of our body gets exposed, and as a result, if it's there for more than 3 subhanallahs, then the salah will break. So this is why it's very important that we cover our awra and may ensure that the satr is covered. Aur hamare maao behno ke liye bahut aham baat ye hai ke unke wrists ka cover hona, ka dampna bahut zaruri hai. For them to read salah like this, where their wrists are exposed, and for them to start salah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanakallahumma, the way they read salah, for them to keep their wrists exposed, especially my mothers and sisters sitting at home, for them to keep their wrists exposed for more than 3 subhanallahs, and they making no effort to cover their wrists, it will break the salah. So it's very important that our mothers and sisters cover their wrists when they are reading salah. Similarly with their ankles. We as men are supposed to expose our ankles. Nothing's supposed to cover our ankles going from top down. But our mothers and sisters, maao behno ke liye, wo ankles ka cover hona, dampna, ye bohut zaruri hai. Ka dampna bohut zaruri hai. Warna namaz ke fasid hone ka bohut zyada andesha hai. So, namaz shuru karte hue. How do you start salah? The palms that used to be faced the qibla and should be in line with the earlobes. Like that there. It doesn't need to touch the earlobes, it needs to be in line with the earlobes. And then when you do it in line with the earlobes, then you say, Allahu Akbar. When you say Allahu Akbar, this has started the salah. You're saying Allahu Akbar ka kehna, isse namaz shuru ho jati hai. Sirf haathon ko harkat dene se namaz shuru nahi hoti hai. Ye to bahut aham hai, kyunki Allahu Akbar is fard. If this is not done, then if you just did this, the namaz has not even started. Aap to namaz mein dakhil hue hi nahi hai. To pure namaz ka sawab to nahi hai, namaz qabool bhi nahi hue, aur us namaz ka qaza bhi karna padega. تو اس وجہ سے اللہ اکبر اتنے زور سے کہنا کہ آپ کی آواز کان تک پہنچ جائے یہ تو فرض ہے. For your voice to reach, for you to hear yourself saying اللہ اکبر, this is فرض and it must be done. Now where does this mistake happen? Usually all of us do say Allahu Akbar because we read behind. But the mistake happens is when the imam is in ruku and we have just entered the masjid and we quickly come to join the imam. And we do. So we don't even say anything. Imam ko catch karne ke liye, imam ko pakarne ke liye, taake wo ruku mein hai aur hamare rakat chhoot na jaye, to hum itne jaldi se Allahu Akbar kehte hai, baazu to kehte bhi nahi. To hum to sirf ishara karte hai aur namaz mein dakhil hote hai, to hum to namaz mein dakhil hue hi nahi. To rakat ka pakarne ka sawal bhi nahi hai. We haven't even caught the rakat because we haven't even started the salah. So this is a very big mistake that you must say Allahu Akbar. Men will raise it till there. Women will raise it till here. The women, they will raise their hands in line. Their fingertips will be in line with their shoulders and their hands will be towards their chest and they will say Allahu Akbar like that there. This is why. And we'll just go straight into the evidence so it's more coherent in that way. Why do we say it like that there? Because our hadith is that Hazrat Qadada radiallahu ta'ala anhu irshad farmate hai ke Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jab haath uthate hai to apne haath uthate aur unke dono haath mubarak low ke barabar kaan ke low ke barabar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to perform his salah, he used to lift his hands and it was in line with the ears. This is a hadith, and this hadith is found in Muslim Sharif, which is a very authentic hadith kitab, and this is found in Muslim Sharif, so it's very authentic, and this is why we act upon, this is why we raise our hands like this. And I'll come to the whole reason why women do it differently. We'll come to that at the end, because all their dalil and all their hadith and all the reason why they read their salah different comes under all one hadith or comes under one statement. The next thing that we need to do is when you say Allahu Akbar, we tie our hands, Hanafis tie their hands below their belly button. Why do we do this? So the hadith comes of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Abu Dawood Sharif that he said that he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placing one hand over the other and he placed it below his navel. Now I just want to mention over here, we're not here to make debates that why do they do that and why do we do this and why do they do this. All we're here to do is to mention that the way we reading salah, why do we read it like that there? So we read our salah because in Abu Dawood Sharif, Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placing his hands below his navel. Now there's three ways of placing your hands. One is akhs, pakarna. Or ek hai, rakna. Ye do tarikhe hai. Haath ko bandhne ke liye do tarikhe hai. Pakarna or rakna. Ye do sunnat tarikhe hai. One is to place the hands and one is to hold your hand. These are two ways. But our fuqaha have mentioned that these are two separate sunnats. So if you want to act upon both sunnats, what do? Do both. Hold your hand, pakarte raho apni choti ungli ke zariye se aur apne angute ke zariye se pakar lo aur phir rakh lo taake ek hi go mein do sunnaton par amal ho jata hai. So is wajah se taake ek hi go mein do sunnaton ka thawab ek hi go mein mil jata hai. We can get two sunnats for the price of one by doing this. So we hold our hands ladate and then we place our hands. So that way we get the reward of two sunnats. And that's the placing of the hands. Thereafter, it is sunnah to recite thana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka. A mistake that happens here. A lot of people say wa ta'ala jadduka wa ta'ala learning wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk wa la ilaha ghayruk nahi wa la ilaha ghayruk. And then you read ta'awudh tasmiyah. This is all sunnah. Then to read surah Fatiha. Reading Surah Fatiha is wajib. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Man lam yaqra bi Fatihati al-kitab," that the person who does not recite Surah Fatiha in salah, his salah is not done. La salata liman lam yaqra bi Fatihati al-kitab. That person who doesn't recite Surah Fatiha, his salah is not done. What does this hadith mean? That your Surah Fatiha has to be perfect from alhamdu till waladdallin. Your whole Surah Fatiha has to be perfect. If there is a mistake in your Surah Fatiha, la salah. You haven't performed salah. So that's why it's very important to correct our tajweed. That are we reading alhamdu or alhamdu? Are we reading iyaka na'budu or iyaka na'budu? Are we stretching? Are we not stretching? Is our Surah Fatiha correct? This is wajib in salah. If there's a mistake in this, then it will result in you doing sajdah sahwa, which we'll discuss later. Agar surah Fatiha mein koi galti ho jati hai, to ek wajib chhoot gaya hai. So this is Surah Fatiha. Thereafter you read Ameen, and we say Ameen softly. So when the Imam reads, then we say Ameen softly. Why do we say Ameen softly? And we also say Bismillah softly. The reason why we say Bismillah softly is because Anas radiallahu ta'ala and who mentions that I perform Salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind Abu Bakr, behind Umar, behind Uthman radiallahu anhum. I perform Salah behind all four of these, and I never ever heard them say Bismillah loudly. Meaning whenever they started the Salah, jab Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam imamat farmate the, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum imamat farmate the, to maine kabhi nahi suna ke wo Bismillahirrahmanirrahim zor se parte huye. Maine unko suna hi nahi hai. So this is why we read Bismillah softly. Why do we read Ameen softly? Is because it is for the same reason. One reason that was given of why we did Ameen softly is because Ameen is a dua. And as we've mentioned before, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he always, whenever he wants to find a masala, he always looks at Quran. So Ameen is a dua. So he looked in the Quran, and the Quran says that when you make dua, ud'u rabbakum tadarru'a wa khufya. When you make dua to Allah, then make dua quietly. So Imam Abu Hanifa says that the Quran says make dua quietly, Ameen is a dua, put two and two together, Ameen should be softly as well. So this is one reason why we say Ameen softly. Those who say it loudly, they have their own proofs, there's nothing to fight about. Everyone just needs to understand what they are doing. When reading behind the Imam, hum kirat Surah Fatiha, hum kyu kuch nahi padte, hum kyu khamoshi se sunte hai, ya hum kyu zuhr aur asr mein khamosh rehte hai. To uski daleel ye hai ke Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, balki Quran Kareem ki ayat hai ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne farmaya, wa idha quri'al Quranu fastami'u lahu wa ansitu, ke jab Quran ki tilawat ki jati hai to gaur se suno aur khamoshi ikhtiyar karo. Quran ki ayat. Whenever the Quran is being read, then listen attentively and remain silent. So as I said, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, first looks in the Quran. That what does the Quran say? So he found out that the Quran says that when the Quran is being read, remain silent. So that is why when the Imam is reading something, we remain silent. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says that this verse was revealed for both the khutbah. When the khutbah is being mentioned, we must remain silent, and also for salah. This verse is both for khutbah and salah. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned this in his tafsir. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said in Muslim Sharif that when you begin your salah, then say Allahu Akbar when the Imam says Allahu Akbar. And when the Imam starts to read Quran, then remain silent. So we have a Quranic verse and we have a hadith. Both are completely sahih, obviously. The Quran is definitely sahih. And this hadith is from Muslim Sharif. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remain silent. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka khud ka irshad hai, Muslim Sharif ki riwayat mein, ke jab Imam Allahu Akbar kehe, to aap bhi Allahu Akbar kehe. Jab Imam qiraat shuru kar le, to khamoshi ikhtiyar kar. To is wajah se, humne ikhtiyar kiya, hamara maslak yahi hai, ke whenever the Imam is reading, then the Imam will remain silent, then we remain silent. That's for Fajr, Maghrib, Isha. For Zuhr and Asr, why don't we read anything? Because dusri hadith mein aati hai ke al-imamu dhaminun, ke imam zimmedar hai. Or dusri hadith mein hai, qira'atul imam, that the recitation of the imam suffices for the recitation of the followers. Teesri hadith mein hai ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ek martaba imamat farmate hai aur koi peeche se qiraat kar rahe hai to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gusse hokar aage ke mere sath munazaat mere sath ladte jhagadte kaun mere sath qiraat ke silsile mein qiraat ke baab mein kaun mere sath ladte hai jhagadte hai. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was reading salah and someone was reading qiraat, one someone was reading Quran behind him, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around very agitated and he said that, who is trying to compete with me in Quran? Meaning that don't read Quran when I'm reading Quran. So this is why from these three hadith we learn that in Zuhr and Asr we also remain quiet. It's the responsibility of the Imam to ensure that the Qiraat and the recitation is done. So this is briefly done, the Qiraat. And after that you need to recite another surah. Then when we go into ruku, the men will firmly grasp their knees. They'll say, Allahu Akbar, and firmly grasp the knees, ensuring their back is straight. And then they'll look in between their toes and say, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, 3 times, 3, 5, 7, which how much ever times you can. If you're reading behind the Imam, lots of people ask this question, if you're reading behind the Imam, to hamare teen tasbih to khatam ho gaye, lekin Imam to abhi tak ruku mein hai, to hum kya kare? To jitna par le paro. How much ever you want to read whilst the Imam is still ruku and you finish your 3, then carry on reading. 5, 7, 6. Whenever the Imam says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, then you say, Sami Allahu liman hamida as well. So you can get up. When you're going to ruku, auraton ke liye, maa behno jo sun rahi hai, wo kis tarah ruku kar le, unke haath, their fingertips will reach their knees. Whenever their fingertips reach their knees, that's where their ruku is. They will not go down like the men, and they will not expose themselves, especially the back part of themselves, too much. They will stop this much, and then they will say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Men will have to go all the way down. This is the slight difference between the men's prayer and the women's prayer. This is what we do in ruku. Then when you get up, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Ye to bahut hi chutne wale rukun hai. This is such a posture that majority miss out. When you get up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, to stand still, badan ka bilkul harkat na karna, ye to wajib hai. Usko kehte hai qawma. Qawma karna wajib hai. Aur aadmi ka ek hi motion mein rehna, baghair harkat karke rehna, ye wajib hai. Aur ye sabse zyada chutne wale posture hai, sabse zyada chutne wale rukn hai. So the best way of doing this is doing this. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدًا. Thir jau. Phir kaho, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Phir jau. Hamari galti kya hoti hai? سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدًا رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Hamare badan chal raha hai, aur hamare voice, awaz bhi chal rahi hai. Ek hi go mein sab kuch hota hai, to wajib chhoot raha hai. Aur ye galti to bahut aam hai. Har masjid, har musalli, 99% of the musallis is galti mein mubtala hai. To is wajah se bahut khyal rakhna, bahut mehnat se aap aa rahe hai masjid mein 5 waqt ke liye, fajr 4 baje ke liye aa rahe hai, aur aisi choti choti galtiyon ki wajah se hamari namaz ada nahi ho rahi hai, to ab afsos ki baat hai. This is why we're doing a lot of mehnat, we're doing a lot of effort to come into the masjid and reading our 5 times salah, and because of these small mistakes our whole salah is getting incomplete, derived, bereft of any reward. So pay attention, especially in this one. Stand up and say this. Another thing to do is read a long dua. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. سَبْكُوا يَمَعْلُمْ هَيْ. لَكِنْ بَرْهَوْ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي 5 لفظ ہے. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. یہ تو یاد ہے. 5 اور لفظ برہا دو. حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي. یہ 5 لفظ برہا دو, خود بخود آپ کھڑے ہو جائیں گے. سمیع اللہ لمن حمیدہ, ربنا لک الحمد وحمدا کثیرا طیبا مبارکا فی. جتنی اگر آپ بہت فاسٹ پڑھ لے تب بھی آپ کا قومہ ادا ہو جائے گا. تو this is the method of making sure that this posture is correct. Then you go down for sajda. When we go down for sajda, a lot of people raise their hands, Allahu Akbar, then they go down for sajda. So how come we don't keep raising our hands? Why do we not raise our hands? Why do we only raise our hands in the beginning and then after that we don't raise our hands? It's because we also have a hadith for this, and the hadith is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of his house towards us and said, why is it that I see you all raising your hands as though they are tails of stubborn horses? Be tranquil in your salah. Muslim Sharif has reported this riwayat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ek martaba ghar se tashreef farma hai aur unhone farmaya, aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ke main aap sab ko kyu dekh raha hai ke apne haathon ko bahut utha rahe hai, aisa lag raha hai ke gore ka dum hai, to lihaza apni namaz mein sukoon ikhtiyar karo, sukoon ikhtiyar karo, sukoon ke sath namaz padho. تو اس وجہ سے تو اس حدیث کی بنا پر امام ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا کہ ہاتھوں کو بار بار اٹھانا نہیں ہے. So this is why we don't raise our hands many a times. And the practice of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ all show that they never used to raise their hands frequently during the salah. Why do the others raise their hands? They also have a hadith. They have a hadith, we have a hadith, we're acting upon one hadith, they are acting upon one hadith, alhamdulillah. But because we followers of Imam Abu Hanifa, and I've already explained why we have to stick to one imam, so this is why everyone should be content on that. There's no need to debate, there's no need to fight, there's no need to raise your eyebrow at the person next to you, why he's doing this, and he doesn't need to comment on your salah, you don't need to comment on his salah. As long as everyone knows that we are performing salah according to Quran and hadith, alhamdulillah. Nothing to spoil the broth. So this is why we don't raise our hands. Then when you go into sajda, first the knees should touch, Allahu Akbar, then the hands, then the nose, then the forehead. This is the method of going down in salah. For some people who say that first you must put your hands, then your stuff, then this is unfortunately a misunderstanding of the hadith, where they said that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not go down like how the camel goes down in salah. So you have to remember the camel obviously has four legs. But the front of the leg, the camel has two joints. The camel in its leg, we only have one joint. So we only have one joint in our leg. The camel has two joints. So first the camel goes down, his first joint touches the ground, then the second joint touches the ground, then the camel goes down. So what is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? That do not go down like the camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is simply saying that when you go down, don't go down with your hands first, then your knees first, then your whole body. Because the actual knees of the camel is the first joint, is the second joint, sorry. So the camel goes down with the first joint, then it goes down with the second joint. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't do that there. Meaning don't go with your hands first, then with your knees, and then like that there. That's the actual meaning of the hadith. And this is something that, not the Hanafi scholars I mentioned, if you read Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, who's a Shafi'i scholar, he's mentioned this commentary of this hadith. So this is why we go down with our knees first, then our hands, then our nose, and then ourselves. When you go down, then you read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. And the same thing that if you're in sajda, then you can read many Subhana Rabbiyal A'la behind the imam. Nafil namaz or sunnat namazo mein Subhana Rabbiyal A'la par sakte hai aur mazid duaye bhi kar sakte hai sajde mein. سجدے میں اگر آپ کو لیکن وہ دعائے کا عربی ہونا اور ایسی عربی دعا کا ہونا جو قرآن اور حدیث کی دعاؤں کے مشابہت ہے ایسی دعائیں کرنی. You can read other دعاز in سجدہ that are found in قرآن and حدیث. For example, سب کو پتا ہے رب جعلنی مقیم الصلاة. So in سنت and نفل صلاة you're allowed to read these دعاز. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا. تحجد میں آپ یہ دعائیں پڑھ سکیں. بہت ساری دعائیں جو عربی میں یاد ہے آپ سجدے میں کر سکتے ہیں. تو that's how you do it. And then you finish the second rakat as normal. Then you read تشہد التحیات. Remember تشہد کا پڑھنا واجب ہے. تو اس وجہ سے جس طرح میں نے کہا عرض کیا سورہ فاتحہ کے متعلق کہ پورے سورہ فاتحہ کا ٹھیک ٹھاک ہونا بہت ضروری ہے, اسی طرح پورا تشہد کا پرفیکٹ کا عمدہ ہونا بہت ضروری ہے. کیونکہ تشہد تو واجب ہے, وہاں اگر کوئی غلطی ہو جاتی ہے تو سجدہ سہو لازم ہے. If someone makes a mistake in تشہد then سجدہ سہو becomes لازم, becomes necessary. This is why for a person to read تشہد correctly it is very important. The attahiyyatu lillahi was salawatu wa tayyibat. The common mistakes. Attahiyyatu. Attahiyyatu. Attahiyyatu nahi. Attahiyyatu lillahi was salawatu wa tayyibat. Assalamu. Assalamu nahi. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna. Alayna nahi. علينا, it's not علينا, علينا وعلى عباد الله. اس میں بہت زیادہ غلطی ہو. ولا علی ولا وعلى بہت ساری غلطیاں. وَعَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ اَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ. ہاتھوں کو اٹھانے, انگلیوں کو اٹھانے کے سلسلے میں کیا ہے, تو ہمارے یہاں فلیٹ ہو جاتے, پھر اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ. تو ایک طریقہ یہ ہے کہ ایک گول بنانا ہے, اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ, اور دوسرا طریقہ اشہد اللہ الہ, اور پھر یہ انگوٹھے اس پر, اس جوائنٹ پر رکھنا, اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد. دو طریقے ہیں, ٹھیک ہے. اور انگلیوں کو اوپر رہنے کے سلسلے میں ہمارے حنفی کے یہاں دو قول ہے. اگر آپ اشہد ان لا الہ کہے, اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ, تو آپ انگلیوں کو نیچے رکھ سکتے. اور حضرت مولانا رشید احمد گنگوئی رحمۃ اللہ نے یہ بھی فرمایا, یا حضرت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ نے یہ فرمایا کہ تھوڑا گیپ رکھنا یہ بھی سنت ہے. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ و اشہد الا اللہ نیچے, اور تھوڑا گیپ رکھنا یعنی کہ انگلی اپنے گھٹنوں یا اپنے زانوں کو نہ لگے, یہ بھی ایک سنت ہے. تو دونوں طریقے ہیں, ٹھیک ہے. لیکن اس طرح کرنا کہ بعض اس طرح کرتے ہیں تو چاروں اماموں کے یہاں اس کو نہیں پایا جاتا ہے, چاروں اماموں کے یہاں اس کو نہیں پایا جاتا ہے. چاروں ائمہ اس پر بات پر متفق ہے کہ حرکت نہیں کرنا چاہیے. جو حرکت کی روایت ہے, ایک صحابی نے کہا اور عرض کیا کہ میں نے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اپنی انگوٹی کو حرکت کرتے ہوئے دیکھا, تو جس راوی نے یہ روایت کی, چار روایت ایسی ہے, تینوں نے کہا کہ تینوں میں حرکت کا لفظ نہیں ہے, ایک میں حرکت کا لفظ ہے. تو جب ایک تینوں کے خلاف جاتے ہیں تو ایسی حدیث مقبول نہیں ہے. What happened? Why did this come up? It's because four people narrated a hadith. Three out of the four said that Nabi sallallahu, they never mentioned the word constantly moving. One, when he narrated the hadith, he said Nabi sallallahu constantly moved his finger. And the principle for hadith is that when the majority are on one side and one person is on the other side, that hadith of that one person is not accepted. This is the guidelines with regards to hadith. So this is why we don't move it. If someone does it again, we're not here to teach or preach or debate or anything. That's for them to do. We have our way of working. And then a person finishes his salah as normal. Why do women read salah differently? Why do women read salah differently? So the whole reason why women read salah differently is based on a number of hadith. The first hadith is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by two women from the Banu Ghailan tribe. Or he was passing by two women, sorry. He was passing by two women. And he saw them reading salah. And when he saw them, he said that when you two pray, then join part of the flesh to the earth, as women are not like men. Women and men are different. He saw them going into sajda. And when the two women were in sajda, they were doing sajda exactly like how the men were doing. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was passing by. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Is tara na karna, chuke aurat aur mard mein fark hai. تو انہوں نے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ عورتوں کے لیے اپنے بعض اعضاء کو چپٹا ہوا ہونا زمین کے ساتھ ضروری ہے, تو اس وجہ سے ہمارے عورتیں اس طرح سجدہ کرتے ہیں کہ ان کے بعض زمین چپٹے ہوئے زمین کے ساتھ. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے. لیکن بعضوں نے کہا, اینڈ دس از مینلی فار اسکالرز ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ, دس حدیث از مرسل. And the rule with regards to Mursal Hadith is, the Mursal means that Hadith which the Tabi'i directly narrates from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you get the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get the Sahaba, and you get the Tabi'in. So the Tabi'i, when he narrated this Hadith, he never mentioned any Sahabi's name. And he just said, I heard from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is impossible. Because he never ever saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he never ever heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is called a Mursal Hadith. So now, it's a very scholarly thing, I'll try to wrap it up very quickly. So, are you allowed to take such a hadith or not? So the ruling is that some have said that mursal hadith is allowed, and some say you're not allowed to take it. But when are you allowed to take a mursal hadith? When the whole ummah is practicing upon that mursal hadith, then you're allowed to take that mursal hadith. So Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal have all said that when a woman reads salah, her salah should be slightly different to a man's salah. And they mention that the salah should be exactly like how I just tried to show you now, ke unke pure jism chipta hua zameen ke saath, unka pura badan dampa hua hai. That's why you'll find our women folk, they cover, when they're standing in salah, they cover like this. The ruku is not a full ruku, the sajda is more close. When they in the tashahhud position, then they don't sit up straight like how the men sit up with their chest. Women will be doing sajda, will be doing ruku like this, will be sitting in the tashahhud position like this. Why? Because all the imams have mentioned that when they read salah, their salah should be more concealing. They should conceal their body parts. So when all the imams said this, then they must have got it from a hadith. And this is the hadith that they must have got it on. There's many more hadith that are mentioned with regards to this, but this is why we accept this hadith, and this is why the women's prayer is different to the men's prayer. So that's why, again, sometimes it happens, hamare auraton ko ye baat pesh aa jati hai jab wo haram sharif jate hain aur koi unke paros mein namaz par rahi hai to wo bahut daant bad karti hai ki aap kyun is tarah namaz padti hai. To usme ladne ka jigarne ka maqam nahi hai. Hamare yahan bhi daleel hai, unke yahan shayad bhi daleel hai, lekin a'imma ya arba, charo imamon ke yahan ye baat muttafaq hai ke imam ke auraton ki namaz alag hai mardon ki namaz se. To this is the general reasons why we read salah and how we read salah. With regards to other issues of after getting up from the second sajda, some people sit and then they get up for the sajda. So, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Allahu Akbar, and then they get up. So they have a little sitting and then they get up. We don't do that. How come we don't do that there? It's because Sahal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say Allahu Akbar, and then he would say Allahu Akbar to get up without sitting. And this is mentioned in Abu Dawood Sharif, and this is also a sahih and authentic hadith. So this is why. So you can gauge from the amount of hadith that I've just been giving. There's more hadith to give, but just the amount of hadith I've been giving, that every single posture that we're doing is backed up by a hadith. So this notion that Imam Abu Hanifa doesn't give issues and doesn't give verdicts based on Quran and Hadith is not a correct notion, because how can you not give a verdict on a Hadith? And this is also something that I forgot to mention last week, that people say that why is there so much differences? Musliman to ek hai, why is there so much differences? You must remember, differences that we have against Muslims is all to do with subsidiary matters, furu'i masail, chote chote masail mein ikhtilaf hote hai, bare bare masail mein ikhtilaf nahi hota hai. Ek shakhs aa gaya Mamun Rashid ke paas aur kehne lage ke main to Islam se nikal gaya hu. To Mamun Rashid ne farmaya ke kyu, Islam se bahut ikhtilaf hota hai, musalman to jigarte rehte hain aapas mein. To Mamun Rashid samajh gaya. To Mamun Rashid ne farmaya ke acha bahut ladte jigarte, آپ نے کبھی دو مسلمان کو یہ کہتے ہوئے دیکھا کہ دو اللہ ہے تین اللہ ہے؟ نہیں نہیں ایک اللہ ہے, اس کے بارے میں کبھی لڑنا جگڑنا آپ نے دیکھا؟ تو کہا نہیں. انبیاء کے بارے میں کبھی لڑنا جگڑنا دیکھا کہ عیسیٰ ہے یا نہیں, موسیٰ ہے یا نہیں, آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آخری پیغمبر ہے یا نہیں؟ کبھی لڑنا جگڑنا دیکھا؟ نہیں دیکھا. کہ کبھی دیکھا کہ فرشتوں کے بارے میں؟ نہیں. آخرت کے بارے میں؟ نہیں. انہوں نے بڑی بڑی باتوں کا ذکر کیا کہ اس میں آپ نے اختلاف دیکھا؟ نہیں دیکھا. تو نے کہا کہ کس میں دیکھا اختلاف؟ تو نے کہا کہ ایک تو ایمان, ایک تو آمین تو زور سے کہتے ہو, ایک تو آمین سے آہستہ کہتے ہو, ایک تو یہ کہتے ہو. اچھا اچھا, تو یہ اختلاف تو صرف راجح مرجوح کے سلسلے میں, یہ اختلاف تو صرف ایک امام کہتے ہیں کہ میرے نزدیک یہ تو زیادہ پسندیدہ ہے, اور فلاں امام کہتے ہیں کہ میرے نزدیک یہ زیادہ پسندیدہ ہے. تو چھوٹی چھوٹی باتوں میں اختلاف ہوتے ہیں, اور وہ تو ہر جگہ ہوتے ہیں. تو مامون رشید نے سمجھایا, اس شخص نے دوبارہ اسلام میں لایا اور کہا کہ اب تو آپ نے میرے دل کو تشفی دی. That the person came to Imam Mamun Rashid and said that they all Muslims always fight, so I've left Islam. So Mamun Rashid said, have you ever seen anyone fighting about Allah, how many Allahs there are, how if Isa, Musa, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are all prophets or not? You've never seen that there. You've just seen fighting happening on all very small matters, that is, I mean, loud or short. And this is only a matter of preference. I prefer it and he doesn't prefer it. So everyone is allowed to have their own preferences. So why are you making a big issue out of it? There's no issue about it. We all follow Allah, the Quran, the Hadith, and we all follow it exactly like how we should follow it. My father just sent me a message today that someone told Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi that you are a very misguided person. You have left the Quran and Hadith. So Imam Shafi said that if I've left the Quran and Hadith, I'm no more a Muslim. Which Muslim leaves the Quran and Hadith? یعنی میں مسلمان کہلانے کے قابل ہے اگر میں نے قرآن و حدیث کو چھوڑا. تو کسی امام نے ایک قرآن و حدیث کو چھوڑا نہیں ہے. یہ تو صرف ایک پروپیگنڈا ہے, یہ تو صرف ایک بات ہے جو کہتے ہیں, لیکن نو ون لیوز دا قرآن اینڈ حدیث. سو دس از وائی وی ریڈ صلاۃ اینڈ ہاؤ وی ریڈ صلاۃ. جی بسم اللہ.
جیسے رکوع کے بعد ہم کھڑے ہوتے ہیں اسٹیج پہ, ایسے ہی ایک سجدے کے بعد جب ہم بیٹھتے ہیں.
اچھا ماشاء اللہ, ہاں بھول گئے
ماشاء اللہ. بولتے ہیں
جی جی ماشاء اللہ.
میں نے تو دیکھا ہے کہ کچھ لوگ جیسے ہی ایک سجدہ کیا ایسے ہی لائک سٹینڈ ہو کے نہیں بیٹھتے, سیدھے دوسرے.
ہاں ماشاء اللہ جی, بہت اہم ہے ماشاء اللہ. وہ بھول گیا ماشاء اللہ.
ایک بات یہ, اور دوسری میں نے دیکھا ہے کہ کچھ لوگ جو ہے نا وہ اپنے لائک ٹانگوں کو بہت ایسے کھول کے رکھتے ہیں, بعد میں جب سجدہ کرنے کے لیے جاتے ہیں تو پھر وہ واپس ان کو جوائن کرتے ہیں. میں نے اپنے مولانا سے یہ سنا ہے کہ جب آپ کا رائٹ پاؤں ادھر ایک جگہ ہو گیا ہے تو اس کو پھر ہلنا نہیں چاہیے آگے.
ٹھیک ہے,
تو جو آپ کا تھمز ہے وہ جیسے سجدہ کریں تو ایسے ہونا چاہیے, تو دوسرا لائک ایسے تو ایسا بیٹھ
جیسے. ٹھیک ہے, تو اس سلسلے میں یہ بات, یہ پہلی بات تو بہت اہم ہے کہ دونوں سجدوں کے درمیان دو ایسی جگہ ہے جو بہت کوتاہیاں ہو رہی ہے. ایک ہے رکوع کے بعد اور ایک ہے پہلے سجدے کے بعد. پہلے سجدے کے بعد اٹھتے وقت یہ بیٹھنا بھی واجب ہے. اگر یہ کوئی اس میں ٹھہرے نہیں تو اس کا واجب چھوٹ گیا ہے. تو اس وجہ سے آسان یہ ہے کہ سبحان ربی الاعلیٰ سبحان ربی الاعلیٰ سبحان ربی الاعلیٰ اللہ اکبر, اور پھر اس میں کہو رب اغفر لی. پوری دعا ہے, لیکن اگر پوری دعا یاد نہیں ہے تو رب اغفر لی تین مرتبہ کرو, رب اغفر لی رب اغفر لی رب اغفر لی. پوری دعا یہ رب اغفر لی ورحمنی وعافنی واہدنی ورزقنی, اور ایک اور دعا واجبرنی. لیکن اگر یہ یاد نہیں ہے, یاد کرنا چاہیے رب اغفر لی, اے اللہ مغفرت فرمائے, ورحمنی اور رحم فرمائے, وعافنی عافیت دے, واہدنی ہدایت دے, ورزقنی اور رزق دے. تو سب کو یہ یاد کر سکتے ہیں, لیکن اگر یاد کرنا مشکل ہے تو رب اغفر لی تین مرتبہ پڑھو, فرض میں بھی پڑھو, اور فرض میں پڑھنا تو بہت ہی ضروری ہے چونکہ فرض تو اہم ہی ہے. تو اس وجہ سے رب اغفر لی, try to pray رب اغفر لی رب اغفر لی رب اغفر لی 3 times, then go into the second sajda. If you don't do this, then you have missed out a wajib. The second thing that the brother asked was very important, is that when you're going into sajda, some people leave it very wide and some people join it. So what is the correct way of doing it? So there's two methods, there's two opinions, is that number one, whatever your starting position was, آپ کے جو شروع کا posture ہے, یہ posture پوری نماز میں رہنا چاہیے, یہ posture پوری نماز میں رہنا چاہیے. تو جب آپ سجدے میں جائیں تو تب بھی ہلنا نہیں ہے, ٹھیک ہے, یہ تب بھی ہلنا ہے سبحان ربی العلیٰ. اور دوسری رائے یہ بھی ہے کہ سجدے میں ضم العقبین, دونوں پاؤں کو ملانا ہے, دونوں پاؤں کو جوڑنا ہے, یہ بھی ایک رائے ہے. اور ہمارے شیخ الحدیث مولانا فضل الرحمن اعظمی صاحب دامت برکاتہم نے اس کو پسند فرمایا. Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Azmi mentioned that Dhammul Aqibain, to join the two ankles, this is preferred against it. But both opinions are there. The important thing is when you're reading Salah in Jama'at, try not to read Salah in Jama'at in such a way where you are inconveniencing someone. That's why when you're even going to Sajda, the preferred method of going to Sajda is that you should leave. You should leave a space between your arms and your chest and the side of yourself. You shouldn't join it like that. Ye to auraton ke liye hai, mardon ke liye hai. Lekin agar jamaat mein is tarah namaz par rahe aur dusron ko takleef dene ka andesha hai, if you are going to cause people inconvenience because you are going to be reading namaz, na wo to kaha sajde mein kar, wo kaha sajde karenge. To fir is wajah se اس طرح کرنے کی اجازت ہے لیکن ضروری, اور اگر تکلیف دینے کا اندیشہ زیادہ ہے تو جوڑنا زیادہ اہم ہے, کیونکہ تکلیف دینا تو حرام ہے اور اس پر عمل کرنا تو سنت ہے, تو سنت کو حرام کو چھوڑنا سنت کے لیے یہ تو عقل مندی کی بات نہیں ہے. ہاں جی ماشاء اللہ جی, پاؤں میں سجدہ, سجدے میں ان سجدہ, the feet, the knees, the hands, the nose, and the forehead, these seven body parts should remain on the floor. Agar koi apne dono paon ko uthaye, if someone lifts their two feet up in sajda for more than three subhanallahs, then his salah is broken. So is wajah se bahut zaruri hai ki ye saat aza ka chipta hua na hona, ka mila hua hona zameen par, ye bahut aham hai. تو یہ سجدہ سا ہوا, یہ پوری نماز ہے. اخیر میں نماز کے واجبات کا یاد رکھنا اور کو یاد کرنا بہت ضروری ہے. Try to learn the واجبات of salah. If you don't remember the sunnah of salah, because there's 52 sunnahs of salah, very hard to remember, but try to learn the wajib of salah. Why? Because if you remember and if you learn the واجبات of salah, you yourself will know, have I made a mistake or have I not made a mistake? When you yourself will know, you won't need to go to any Maulana, to any Qari Sahib, to any Imam, to any Mufti. Because you yourself will know, do I need to repeat the Salah or do I need to, or is my Salah fine? So wajib, namaz mein kaun si cheeze wajib hai? Number ek, Surah Fatiha ka parna. Surah Fatiha ka parna wajib hai. Aur Surah Fatiha ka parna فرض نماز میں سورہ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا پہلی دو رکعتوں میں واجب ہے. سورہ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا فرض نمازوں میں پہلی دو رکعتوں میں واجب ہے. اخیری دو رکعتوں میں اگر کسی کا سورہ فاتحہ چھوٹ جائے تو واجب نہیں چھوٹا, سنت چھوٹ گئی ہے. Surah Fatiha in the first two rakats of a farz salah is wajib. If someone doesn't read Surah Fatiha in the third rakat and the fourth rakat of a farz salah, he doesn't have to do sajda sahwa. He's missed out a sunnah, so he's missed out on a lot of reward. Bohot sare sawab se mahroom ho gaye, lekin un par sajda sahwa lazim nahi. He doesn't have to do sajda sahwa. So Surah Fatiha in the first two rakats of a farz salah. تیسری اور چھوٹی میں سنت ہے. سورہ فاتحہ تیسری اور چھوٹی رکعت میں سنت ہے فرض نمازوں میں. تو فرض نمازوں میں تیسری اور چھوٹی رکعت میں سورہ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا سنت ہے. ٹھیک ہے, سورہ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا سنت اور نوافل میں, سورہ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا سنت اور نوافل میں ہر رکعت میں واجب ہے. تو آپ کے چار سنت مؤکدہ, دو سنت مؤکدہ, چار سنت غیر مؤکدہ, ہر رکعت میں سورہ فاتحہ پڑھنا واجب ہے. In English, to read سورہ فاتحہ in all the rakats of a non-fard salah is wajib. So any salah that is not fard, to read سورہ فاتحہ in all the rakats, this is wajib. تو کبھی کبھار ہم سنت موقعہ پڑھ رہے اور ہماری تیسری رکعت یا چھوٹی رکعت میں سنت فاتحہ بھول گئے ہم, یا تو اس پر سجدہ سہو لازم ہے. ٹو ریڈ سورہ فاتحہ ان آل دا رکعت آف اے نان فرض صلاح, دس از واجب. دس از وائی وتر میں, وتر واجب ہے یا فرض ہے؟ واجب ہے. تو اس وجہ سے تینوں رکعتوں میں سورہ فاتحہ کا پڑھنا واجب ہے. This is the first two. Surah Fatiha in the first two rakats of a Fard Salah. Surah Fatiha in all the rakats of a non-Fard Salah. After Surah Fatiha, kam az kam, teen choti ayate ya ek lambi ayat. Teen choti ayat ya ek lambi ayat. Teen choti ayate kya hai? Kalla wal qamar wal layli idh adbar wal subhi idha asfar. Usko kehte hai teen choti ayate hai. Theek hai? یہ تو ترغیب نہیں ہے کہ آپ یہ ان تین آیت کو ہر نماز میں پڑھ لو, ٹھیک ہے؟ تو اٹس ناٹ اے ترغیب فار یو ٹو ریڈ اونلی دیز تھری آیتس. یہ تو کم از کم, ٹھیک ہے؟ انشاءاللہ کل سے دوبارہ واجبات پر مزید ہوں گے, اور واجب چھوٹ جانے کی وجہ سے سجدہ سہو لازم ہے. تو انشاءاللہ نماز ہو جائے گی, اذان ہو جائے گی, پھر سنت ہو جائے گی انشاءاللہ.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اے حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ